from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The UN said Tuesday it had received reports of dozens of execution-type killings by the Islamic State group, including the slaying of 50 former police officers. It comes as Iraqi troops close in on Mosul. The allegations are preliminary and have come from a range of civilian and government forces, according to the United Nations Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville. This latest report comes as an elite unit of Iraqi army paused its week-long advance on Mosul as it approached the city's eastern edge Tuesday. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte hit out at the United States Tuesday, saying he didn't want to start a fight with Washington and it could forget about a military agreement between both countries if he were to be in power longer. Duterte said he was against the presence of any foreign troops in his country, and the United States could forget an enhanced defense cooperation agreement with the Philippines if he stayed longer. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 60 recruits. This is the provincial government spokesman Anwar ul-Haq Kaka.
They were all unarmed trainees who were normally at that time of the night were either retiring to their bed or engaged with their smartphones or other phones in their private leisure time. So they took them by surprise.
On Tuesday, the Islamic State released pictures of the three attackers. Britain Tuesday gave Heathrow Airport the green light to build a new $22 billion runway. The move ends 25 years of indecision and vows to boost global trade links after the vote to leave the European Union. This is VOA News.